Good day, this is Randall Gardner. I'm the director of the chapel for Church Divinity School of the Pacific, and I want to offer a guided meditation. I've used this kind of meditation often with people in a time of a pastoral care or personal crisis. I've used it a lot as a healing meditation for people as they begin to work with an illness or prepare for a surgery or prepare for a time in a hospital. It depends in part on that practice of quieting. I've made a recording of how to quiet the mind. You might want to listen to that first. But if you're already quite comfortable with quiet and quiet prayer, then I invite you to continue on and take part in this particular guided meditation. Let me invite you to quiet yourself then. To find a place where your posture is good, to sit, if you're in a chair, to sit squarely, nothing clenched, nothing held on to, relaxing, if you will. It helps to close the eyes and draw a couple of deep breaths. A deep breath really helps to relax the body and quiet the mind. So a couple of good deep breaths. Then a technique that I've taught on one of the other tapes is to focus your thinking energy on that body rhythm of breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. And that concentration creates a sort of focus for the mind, if you will. Because it's repetitive, it tends to hold other things at bay. And when we find that we have begun to think about other things or drawn other things to mind, we simply let go of those things and come back to breath in and breath out. The good thing about all these ways of silent prayer and meditation is that there's no such thing as a bad event, no such thing as a bad moment in these prayers. They just simply come up. No judgment, no sense of failure. We just let them go and return back to that pattern of breath in and breath out. And as you concentrate on your breathing pattern in and out, let me also invite you then to hear my words and to allow what I say laid over that pattern of breath in, breath out focus to begin to shape the experience you have in this time. So breath in, breath out. Imagine yourself outside on a simply perfect day. The sun is there. A light breeze tempers the heat of the sun. It's the kind of perfect occasion to sit or lie down in the sun. No need for a jacket. No sense of feeling too hot or getting overheated. Just the perfect thing. You rest in the sunlight with your eyes closed. And you feel the warmth and the radiance of the sun around you. There's a sense of the brightness that comes through your closed eyelids. You begin to quiet and begin to simply relax and rest into the perfection of this time. As you rest surrounded by this perfectly accommodating light of the sun, you have a growing sense that the light is not only radiating upon you, but somehow the light is also inside you. Somehow you and this light are one and joined together. And the sense of the light growing within begins to fill every part of your body. Or even as you rest and relax, there's no fear of this, it just feels as if you have joined with the light of the perfect day, and it is now also within you as well as outside of you. As you wonder at this sensation that you are part of the light itself, it begins to occur to you, it begins to come clear that this light is alive, that it is in fact a manifestation of the presence of God within you. That it is the light of Christ, if you will, that is now a part of who you are and shining within you as well as the sun shines upon you. This light of Christ that is now within you is part of you, and yet it has meaning for you. It has a purpose for you. And you have the sense that this light can share a message with you. And that this light can understand what you think and what you say. Let the light know what is on your mind. Ask the light for what you need and what you desire. Ask the light for grace, for blessing, for healing, for forgiveness, whatever it may be. Convey to the light your heart's desire. How does the light respond? What message does the light convey that you understand and that you can hear as if it is a word for you, an expression of God's own essence that equips, helps, heals, blesses you? What do you hear from the light that is radiant within you? Pay attention to what you've heard and to what you have offered from yourself. And store those things away, save them. Imagine perhaps that beside where you are, there is a box where you can put these things to keep them so that you can visit them again and recall what the light has spoken to you. Recall what you desire and shared with the light in this moment. And as you store these things away, once again you have a growing awareness of the light of the sun shining upon your body, and perhaps a return to something like normal, where that radiance that you felt from within begins to disappear a bit, begins to diminish. And you are now in the light of the sun, making this day so perfect. But within, there is still a small focus of this light that is there within you and will be with you and will not go away and will not disappear. Rest in this perfect sunlight and offer as if that light will still hear you. Whatever word of thanks or request or ask that you would make. Knowing that the day continues, draw for yourself a couple more deep breaths. And prepare to return to the other things that are waiting for you. Refreshed, alert, relaxed, and blessed. And so when you are ready, open your eyes and continue on with your day. As I've said about prayer, we don't evaluate the quality of the time. It simply is time that we intentionally choose to spend with God, time that we intentionally choose to spend focusing on the patterns of our life that can lead us more deeply into relationship with God, more deeply into love with God. But if there's something that you want to hang on to from this time, purposely attach it to your memory. Think it, recall it, restore it, and park it in your memory so that it's there for you to recall. I wish you every blessing, and I wish you well.